Good morning. Our question of the week is, when we have two avelim, or two people have a yard site, and they each want to be the shaliach tzibur, the chazen, should we divide up the minyan? Can we divide up the minyan for them so each will be the shaliach tzibur of his own respective minyan? So yesterday we saw two apparent proofs from the halachas of Avdalah and the halachas of Zimun, why apparently it would not be wise, at least, we're not going to say it would be prohibited, but it would not be preferred to divide up the minyan. Rather, it would be preferred to keep it intact. And now we're going to start looking at the poskim. And today we're going to see the view of those who say to not divide up the minyan, keep it whole, keep it intact. And Emir Tashem, tomorrow we will see the other side of the coin. So we're going to go through now, it's either two or three rationales. We'll see, maybe two of them are pretty similar, why the minyan should not be divided up. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe says, Devadai adif lispalo b'ravam, definitely it's preferable to daven b'ravam hadras melech, to not divide up the minyan. Baravam is more important than dividing up the minyan and having the second avel be the shliach tzibur. And he goes and continues and says, if there are already two minyanim that are existent, if that's the situation, then obviously each of the avelim should go to different minyanim. Our whole discussion is, if we have only one minyan, should we divide up that minyan? But if there are already two minyanim, let one avel go to one minyan, let the other avel go to the other minyan. And he says, interestingly, even if they're brothers, and even if they are saying Kaddish for the same nifter, for the same parent who passed away, still, it's preferable that they each daven as a shaliach tzibur. It gives more schius for the parent. But if we have only one minyan, it's preferable, says Rav Moshe, to not divide it up. And Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvas Vanago says something similar, but there he's talking specifically about the minhag, that when somebody has a yortzeit in the upcoming week, the minhag has developed that that person will daven musaf as the chazan on Shabbos. So the Shabbos before the yortzeit, the person davens musaf. So his question that was posed to him is, there were two people who had a yortzeit in the upcoming week. Should they divide up the musaf? Should they divide up into two minyanim so each can daven musaf? And he says, no, you should not do this. This concept of davening musaf when you have a yortzeit in the upcoming week, that is only a minhag. It does not have a base in shas. It does not have a basis in poskim. And accordingly, we should not nullify the din brought in the Gemara of Barov Am Hadras Melech. So obviously the din of the Gemara, it's based on a pasuk, Barov Am Hadras Melech, would override that minhag that developed of having somebody who has a yortzeit in the upcoming week daven for the amud on the Shabbos before, daven musaf on the Shabbos before. So that's rationale number one, why the poskim say do not divide up the minyan, Baravam Hadras Melech. The second rationale, which is fairly similar to the first rationale, the Tshuvas Vanhagos continues and says as follows, Ve'en lahem livkom b'ma'alas tfilasam. They should not go and hurt the great maila of their tfila, mishum she'achad rotze lezakos gam b'kaddish, because one individual also wants to have the ability to have the schus to say kaddish for a parent. And he continues and says, V'yikablu schar ala prisha yosa. The person will have greater schar by being mevater, by saying, let's stay together, rather than his insisting that they break the minyan in two. So that's similar to Barov HaMachas Melech. Maybe it's the same as Barov HaMachas Melech, but he's saying that this would hurt the great maila of the tefillah when we are together. Number three, Rav Moshe Feinstein continues that in his scenario, the question that was posed to him was that there was a minyan in a shul, and they were going to break off a second minyan to daven in a simple room. And he says that that should not be done. And he says, firstly, if that other room doesn't have a sefer Torah, certainly then it is worse off, because we see that there's a halacha that when we don't have a sefer Torah, then you, for example, you do not lean down for nefilas apayim, for tachanun. So we see that it is on a lower level, and that's brought in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramad, lachen mistaver shafa tefila atzma. He says accordingly, so the tefila itself would be preferable where we have a Sefer Torah. And then he adds on, V'cheini machedra sheni ein ala kedushas beis haKnesset, that the second room that they're going into does not have the kedusha of a shul, v'adai adiv lispala b'mokum d'ika kedushas beis haKnesset. Certainly it's preferable to daven in a room that has the kedusha of the beis haKnesset. So Rav Moshe is bringing another rationale in the situation that you're not going to be davening in a shul. That second minion is going to be moving to a simple room, or even if it's a beis haKnesset but doesn't have a Sefer Torah in it, it's going to be on a lower level, and according to Rav Moshe, rivals this as another reason to not break into two minyanim. And the Makor Chaim says something similar, lo nir lechalek, it seems to me that we should not divide into two minyanim, in particular when the Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, if you were davening at a Beis HaMedrash, is greater than another room. And he says it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that the Kedusha of a Beis Medrash that's used in a regular way, is in a regular fashion, normally used, it is on a higher level than even a shul. So if you're going to go from a Beis Medrash to something that has a lower level, certainly that is not a preferred method of davening. We should daven in the most holy place that we have, ideally a Beis Medrash or a shul, and not to go elsewhere. So just to recap, so far we have three rationales why the minyanim should not be divided up. Beravam Hadras Melech is the first, brought by the Igris Moshe. Number two was because of the great Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur, so we should not negatively impact that by dividing up. That's number two, the Tshuvas Van Hagos. And number three, brought by the Igris Moshe and the Makor Chaim, that certainly if you're in a room, an area, a place that has a higher level of Kedusha, a Beis Medrash, than a shul, or even if it's a shul that has a Sefer Torah, and you'd be going to a shul that doesn't have a Sefer Torah, or a non-shul, certainly another reason to not divide the minyan up into an Emirat Hashem. Tomorrow we will see the other side of the coin.